السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, yesterday we had comments with regards to the topic of evil thoughts and the whisperings of shaitan. So amongst the sins that we should make an effort to avoid is the controlling of our eyes, as we had mentioned, and the heart and mind as well. As far as the heart and mind is concerned, this is even more easier a sin to commit than the sins of the eyes. The sins of the eyes is also easy to commit, because the person can still be wearing his kurta, the person can still be having his beard, the person can be a molli sahab, haji sahab, qari sahab, he can be in the effort of dawat and tabligh, he can be sitting at the feet of the sheikh, but he can still be stealing with his eyes. Doesn't require a lot of effort. For a person to commit zina, for the person to steal, so he still has to do something, he has to make a tremendous effort. Or those of us who are dressed the way we are dressed now, for us to go stand in the queue for some cinema or disco or theater or some gambling den, we are going to be immediately the odd one out. They'll spot us a mile away. They'll clearly see, what is this pious person with a kurta, topi, standing in this kind of a line. This is one of the benefits of dressing like a Muslim and keeping this Islamic garb and dress. And nevertheless, as far as the sin of the eye is concerned, so there the person can be wearing his kurta too. He can have a mashallah big size turban also. The miswak can be in the top pocket also. But he can still be stealing with his eyes. So it's a sin that's very easy to commit. And even easier than that is the sins of the heart and the mind. Because there, if somebody is to look with his eyes, there's a possibility that somebody can still see him. There is that possibility. But as far as the sin of the heart and mind is concerned, there no one can see. The person can be sitting right next to you, he can be looking at you too. But he won't be able to detect what is going in your heart and what kind of evil thoughts are crossing your mind and your heart. That he won't be able to know. So that is why, because it's such an easy sin to commit, that is why we have to make a tremendous effort to control the evil thoughts and those things that cross our minds. Allah Ta'ala is aware. That is the one thing, and this month of Ramadan is all about that. Developing Allah consciousness. That Allah is watching us. That taqwa, jo karta hai tu chukke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. That which you do in secrecy, that which you do within the inner recesses of your heart, nobody can see it. Allah Ta'ala is aware. Allah Ta'ala ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur, and that which the bosom conceals, our chest hides it. It's in a vault, it's right deep down, nobody can even see it. Allah knows about it. Allah is aware about it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in Surah Adiyat, that أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that Allah Ta'ala says, do they not know that on the day of Qiyamah, that which is in the graves will become apparent? In other words, there will be resurrection, there will be life after death. Everybody passes away. It appears when you go to the graveyard in Qabristan, it looks like nothing is happening. It looks like there's no one there. And perhaps even if a person has to dig, he'll probably may only find sand if the body is completely disintegrated. But on the day of Qiyamah, suddenly there was nothing in the grave and suddenly Allah Ta'ala will give life. It's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. That Allah will give life initially from nothing. What is it difficult for Him to give life from something? So that will become exposed. And similarly, that which a bosom conceals. All those evil thoughts, the jealousy, the hatred, the malice, the animosity, the suspicion that we had in our hearts, on the day of Qiyamah, that will become apparent. Now we can't hide it. In this world, we could have hidden it with the rib cage. And we could have hidden it with the lungs and whatever else there is. But on the day of Qiyamah, all of that will become exposed and apparent. And now there will be regret and humiliation and shame and embarrassment. May Allah Ta'ala protect us Therefore, in this world, a tremendous effort must be made to keep the heart and the mind clean. Now you see, Shaitan, his effort and his work is to basically put these evil thoughts in the heart and mind. And that is how he works. In the Shaitan, yajri min al insani majra al dam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shaitan runs through the body like how blood runs through the body. So what Shaitan does is he just puts that one thought in the mind. Just that one thought. Oh, you see, now for example, we are all seated here for this program. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq. But now suddenly we saw somebody getting up and walking out. So now that one thought will come in the mind, that what's wrong with that person? Can't even sit for the program. Few minutes or so, goodness, he had been given, is walking out. Just that one thought. And from there, that spark continues and continues. Instead of looking at the other way, that perhaps this person has got to go to work. Perhaps he's been awake late at night. He's exhausted, he's tired. Perhaps he's a hafizab who has to read Taraweeh the next day. He's going straight home to go and make his door. Or perhaps he's an alim who has got to conduct programs. He's got to get ready for his teaching. So he is going to get involved in some other activity of deen. So therefore I cannot look down upon any person. Instead of doing that, but now you see how these evil thoughts. This is how Shaitan, one person in those days, Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala had given him a form. He used to come in a form of a person. So when Allah Ta'ala had the opportunity of meeting Shaitan, so he tackled him. He said, what is this? You are causing so much of takleef to us. Why do you do this? He said, I don't do anything. What do I do? I don't do anything. So he said, no, but you're the one who are the main instigator leading everybody astray. He said, well, come and show you what I do. So they went to one shop. It was a mitai shop. Sweetmeat shop. So they went to the sweetmeat shop. So the Shaitan went inside and he took one finger, put his finger in the sweetmeat. And he took that sweetmeat and he just wiped it onto the wall. That's all. And he stood back. After a little while, one fly came and sat on that mitai that he had wiped on the wall, smeared on the wall. That fly sat there. After a little while, one lizard came to eat the fly. When the lizard came to eat the fly, the owner of the shop had one cat. So that cat jumped for the lizard. When the cat jumped for the lizard, the customer, he had a dog. So this dog went for the cat. And so now the owner of the shop, he saw the dog attacking the cat. So he took one stick and he hit the dog. So when he hit the dog, the customer became very offended. And now he went for the owner. Now he went for the owner tackled back, and a big fight started, and he called for backup, and this one called for backup, and eventually a whole big, big war kind of thing started. So Shaitan turned around and said, what did I do? I didn't do anything. All I did was I just put that one thing there, and that is it. The rest, people's nafs drives them to go further. So Shaitan just puts that one thought in the mind. Just that one thought crosses the mind. This is how a person can differentiate whether it's nafs or it's Shaitan. If the thought just comes in the mind and then goes away, then that is Shaitan. But if there's a constant drive, there's a constant drive to go for it, constant drive, then that is nafs. That is our own nafs, the greatest enemy that is within ourselves. Shaitan will just put that thought, why don't you admire, look at this woman, that's it, and that's it, finish. Now the person, if he entertains that thought, then nafs starts kicking in. And nafs now drives him to go and actually cast that lustful glance. So in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan has been chained, but our nafs unfortunately is still alive. Although Allah has given this month of Ramadan for us to try and curtail and restrain this nafs of ours, but we can never trust this nafs of ours. So these evil thoughts will cross the mind. Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in the kitab, Combating the Whisperings of Shaitan, for much more further detail, we should read this kitab. So in there he says that, you know, this mind of ours, it is like a national highway. On a national highway, you get different kinds of modes of transport on that national. You get trucks and you get buses and you get taxis and you get vehicles and luxury vehicles. Some places in the world you even get donkeys and horse and carts moving on the roads and rickshaws and bicycles. Now, the person on that national highway, sometimes as you are traveling, there's sometimes a truck, and that truck is full of animals, which are najas. As mu'mineen, we regard the swine as impure. Now there's a truckload of this filthy animal on the highway. Generally what happens when a person is traveling on the highway and you get a truck like this, naturally the Muslim has got an aversion and he feels disgusted at that particular animal. There's a natural aversion. As far as that natural aversion is concerned, something comes to mind, is that we say that the pig is haram. It is impure. And as Muslims, if somebody says, listen, I've got a 1 kg pork, would you want? Any proper Muslim who has been brought up properly, say, please, don't even mention that word. It's just repugnant to him. He's got a natural aversion for it. In the same way, respected elders and brothers, every single thing which is haram is just as repugnant as that animal which we regard as impure. If somebody has to say that you've won a lottery of 1 million rand, and as Mu'anus Abraham Abdullah said, it's just like a person saying that, listen, I would like to deliver to your door and to your home 1 million pigs. 1 million pigs. So just as we feel absolutely repugnant and says, you know what, I'm not interested at all. I don't want that filth in my life. Get rid of it. The same way, every kind of haram, whatever it may be, we should have that kind of an aversion for every haram. May Allah Ta'ala give the haqiqah to us. So nevertheless, you are traveling on the national highway and you pass by this truck which is loaded with these animals. But what happens? The person doesn't stand and start admiring and looking. And in fact, if he puts his foot on the accelerator so that he can quickly pass by. The windows are open, he closes the windows also, because he wants to get past as fast as possible. His gaze is on the road, he's not even paying attention to these things. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with noor, what a beautiful example. He says in the same way, these evil thoughts cross through the mind. Allah Ta'ala has made the mind such, these thoughts that come into the mind are beyond our control. Sahaba-i-Kiram expressed the same kind of sentiment to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, such thoughts cross our minds that sometimes we feel like, you know, killing ourselves, that how terrible thoughts cross our minds. Such evil thoughts. So the mind is not within our control. The thoughts will cross the mind one way. But when do these thoughts become objectionable is when we entertain those thoughts. When we now take that thought in and we start now entertaining it, that is when it becomes objectionable. So the thought crosses the mind. These are the whisperings of shaitan. Allow it just to pass by. On the national highway, the person passes by a donkey, passes by a rickshaw, passes by a motorcycle, passes by a truck that is loaded with some impure material. Sometimes it could be a sewer truck. The person doesn't wait and now go and say, let me inhale the fragrance, or not fragrance, the foul stench from this particular truck. Let me inhale it. Does he say that? He says, no, quickly go past here. So in the same way, in our mind, sometimes filthy thoughts will cross the mind. Do not become despondent. The mind is like that. These thoughts will come and go. Just allow it to pass by. Let it go by. In Arabic they say, "An-nafs la tatawajjah ila shay'ain fi anin wahid." That the mind cannot focus on two things at the same time. Once, Hazrat Mu'anis Abraham Rahmatullah Ali had a delegation of accountants that had come to him. So Hazrat would very often do this. What business you in? So they said, we are in the accounting field. So Hazrat said, well, I'm also in the accounting field. What do I mean by that? He said, well, see, you all make muhasabah. You all take stock of everything, every cent and every rand, you'll take stock of it. And then at the end, you'll say, listen, your assets are so much and your liabilities are so much. We need to change the modus operandi of the business. We need to change our strategy now so that our assets can increase and the liabilities can decrease. So now we are taking stock and analyzing and doing an analysis of the business to ensure that the business is running at optimum levels. So as I said, in the same way, we also make muhasabah of yourselves. Keep on looking at your a'mal, look at your deeds, ensure that your good deeds are surpassing your evil deeds. If you have got liabilities in terms of evil deeds, make tawbah and istighfar and get rid of those liabilities so that your life can be at optimum level, so that on the day of Qiyamah, the person's nama-i-amal can be given in his right hand. Once a person said he's in the aircon business, they said we're also in the same business. He said the air conditioner, it keeps the skin cool. So we, we make you do such a'mal which will allow your heart to remain cool. We're also in the same field. So the time is already expired. Inshallah, we will elaborate on the beautiful advice that he had given these accountants with regards to the same aspect of controlling the heart and mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all grant us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.